2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. It's always powered by KSLSports.com. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte here. And, you know, BYU basketball season's been in the rear view for the past few weeks. The official college basketball season concluded this past Monday with Baylor taking down Gonzaga in the Final Four. But the offseason is exciting. More than ever in college basketball, the advent of the transfer portal has created unique opportunities for student athletes and for teams to find ways to improve their rosters. And BYU is looking to be active in that transfer portal. And one of the guys that they've been targeting is our next guest here on the program. He's a former Wasatch Academy guard, former Cincinnati Bearcat. Considering BYU and a host of other options, he's Mike Saunders. Mike, welcome on into Cougar Sports Saturday.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, well, happy to have you on board here, Mike. And I know a lot of Cougar fans are very intrigued by the possibilities of you potentially going to BYU, but take us back a little bit. You know, you prepped at Wasatch Academy down in Mount Pleasant, Utah. What was that experience like at Wasatch Academy?
Well, it was definitely different than where I was from, you know, from Indianapolis, Indiana. And when I first got there, it wasn't really nothing. You know, I wasn't really used to that. You know, being from the city kind of was a different feel for sure, but I kind of acclimated pretty quickly. You know, I knew what my end goal was to be a better basketball player. So as soon as I went through that 2 year process, I just became so much better. And I'm very grateful for those people there for accepting me and allowing me to be the person that I am. So that was a very, very good time in my life.
One of the guys Cougar fans really enjoyed this past season, Mike, was Caleb Lohner, a guy you played with at Wasatch Academy. What was it like playing with him, and have you heard from him during this process as you look for a new school to play for?
Yeah, definitely, man. Caleb, that's like my brother, for sure. I remember when Caleb first got to Wasatch, he actually got there, like, towards the end of my junior year. He wasn't even on the team. As soon as he got there, man, you can just tell his personality is just, it just lights up the room. Like, he's just one of a kind. And me and him kind of have our own different ways of expressing ourselves, and we kind of match personality-wise, you know. We always try to do anything. We always try to, you know, include people in, like, activities and stuff like that. Like, Caleb, man, I love that dude, for real. That's like, one of my favorite teammates I played with.
When did you know basketball was for you in Indianapolis and just kind of life growing up, your home life, things like that? What was all that like growing up as a kid?
all I really know is basketball. At a young age, my dad got me playing basketball when I was like 2 years old. So growing up, that's all I've really done was just play basketball. I mean, I don't really know what it is not to play basketball. So, you know, growing up in Indianapolis, I went to a private school, coming up, and then I went to a high school called Lawrence North for 2 years before I ended up making a move to Wasatch. But, you know, it wasn't hard growing up. You know, I had both my parents. I have a little brother. You know, they always made sure I had everything I needed. And also my older brother, George Hill, who played for the Philadelphia 76ers. I wouldn't say it was necessarily hard. I mean, I always got what I needed, and they always made sure that they was always there for me when I was growing up. So, you know, Indy will always be home for sure.
And you were, as a high school recruit too, I remember you, I've always thought of you as like an explosive guard guy that's got elite athleticism, great handles, and you had a lot of offers coming out of high school, Wasatch Academy. You end up going to Cincinnati, and this past year with the Bearcats, you know, how would you describe your first year of college basketball, and what led you to go into the transfer portal?
It was very humbling, for sure. I mean, I mean, my dad, you know, I'm kind of spoiled playing under my dad. You know, I always started every game in AAU, you know, like just growing up in general, I always started every game, always just played. And regardless of any coach I was with, I always just was used to playing. And then when I got to Cincinnati, you know, I didn't really play at all. And it was definitely a humbling moment for me, and it was definitely a tough moment, but I look at it as a lesson, a learning lesson, a life lesson, and I'm very appreciative of it, you know. And it had a lot of ups and downs, but one thing that I'm proud of myself is proud of myself for doing is just sticking through it, just getting through it, getting through the tough times, and ended up, you know, somewhat finishing strong at the end of the season. And I think that just shows the work I was putting in and the perseverance that I've always had within myself. So it was definitely a challenge for sure, but I'm glad it happened, and I'm just ready for whatever's next.
Mike Saunders Jr. is our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday, and one of those teams that's in the mix for you right now is BYU. We know you've had some conversations with the coaching staff. What do you think of BYU? What do you think of Coach Pope and this coaching staff, Mike?
I really like them. Like Coach Pope, Coach Fuger, them two guys, man. They've been staying on me for sure. They've been hitting me all the time. You know, I've had two, three Zoom meetings with them. Man, you can just tell that they really, really like want me. Like they're very interested, and they know what I bring to the table. They've been paying attention to me from afar. So they already kind of have a feel of what I do. And the main thing that stood out to me is how much they want to improve my game. Like, we went over a lot of, like, stuff that I did this past year. And when it wasn't pretty, for sure. It wasn't like we're going to show you the best of the best. They showed the worst. And for me, that's what I need. I don't want a coach that just praises me. I want a coach that shows me my mistakes but also wants to make me a better player. So I'm really appreciative of that, and I think I really got a pretty solid relationship with Coach Pope. He's a really good guy. He seems very genuine, especially to the people that I've talked to that know him and who's played for him. And yeah, BYU, man, I'm really liking the thing. I really like them for sure.
Along with BYU, what other schools, Mike, are going to be factoring into your decision that's coming up on April 15th? What other schools will be in the mix?
So, Wichita State actually just reached out, I think yesterday, the head coach, Coach Brown, he reached out to me, and he kind of was just telling me the same thing. You know, he likes how I play. I can fit their system and stuff like that. And I'm still trying to see what's going on with Cincinnati. I know they just fired our head coach today, so that still plays a role in who they – maybe my hire and stuff like that. But yeah, I would say three, and also Toledo too. Those are very, very, very high class coaches over there. They've been on me since I've entered the portal, and I'm very appreciative of them. And also DePaul University, too. They reached out. So I still got a couple of options, for sure.
Mike Saunders is our guest here for a few more moments. So the transfer portal is something that a lot of fans have heard about, but maybe they don't know how the actual process goes, like how it actually works. Can you maybe take us through the whole process? So when you knew, like, hey, I'm going to put my name in the transfer portal, see what other opportunities are out there. What's the steps? What transpires? And then, you know, do the coaches instantly start calling? How does it all work?
So when I first enter my name into the transfer portal, immediately coaches start either texting me or calling me, you know, seeing where my head was at. You know, a lot of them ask me, you know, what kind of happened at Cincinnati. But, you know, once that happened, a lot of it started just rolling. Coaches just coming left and right, just calling, texting me. It was just nonstop. It was super hectic when I first entered. Like, man, I did not expect it to be that crazy. But it just comes to show, like, that a lot of these schools, they just really believe in my abilities. And that's something that I really appreciate, you know, because, like I said, I put in the work, and I'm going to continue to stay working. And it was just a good feeling to know that a lot of these schools have had the interest for me. So, but, yeah, it was definitely a very crazy time when I first started in, kind of through the whole process. Coaches just calling and texting. But, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of ready for it to just be done. Kind of just ready to just make my decision and live with it, and hopefully that it all works out. So, yeah, that's how it went.
Mike, when speaking with the BYU coaching staff, how do they pitch your role with this team? How do they envision you fitting in with this BYU basketball team?
Yeah, they just told me I have the ball in my hands. They have a lot of ball screens, you know, and that's their offense. They went over film with me of how they play last year, and it's definitely a lot of Boston. It's definitely something that I'm interested in because I didn't really have that at the school. I was just a lot of high ball screens, a lot of pushing and transition. And, yeah, they really just want me to play my game, but also know their system and how they want to do things. But Coach Pope definitely made sure that it's – like, he does not want to take away what makes me special, so – That's kind of what their pitch has been, and they've been consistent with it.
And last thing for you, Mike, what does make your game special? When do you feel like you're at your best?
I feel like I'm at my best when I can have the ball in my hands and I'm just able to create for others. You know, I've always been a guy that has been passed first. I've always tried to get my guys involved, and I feel like that's my best ability is, you know, like attacking, getting to the paint, and just kicking out or scoring. I feel like that what I've really been emphasizing right now, what I've really been working on is my shooting. You know, the knock on me is that I'm not a consistent shooter, but I feel like I've really been working on it for sure, and I feel like I'm gonna prove to everybody this coming year that I can shoot the ball. So I'm really excited about the next chapter for sure, and I'm just ready to play, honestly.
Well, Mike, good luck with the upcoming decision coming up on April 15th. And for fans out there listening, follow Mike on Instagram. You know he's big time when he's got the check mark on Instagram. It's, well, you can get the check mark on Twitter, but Instagram verified, you know you're big time. I got it all right there, I hope. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's my name. That's my...
Any special plans for the commitment? Is it going to be on IG or social media? Anything you got planned for when you're going to announce?
Yeah, it's going to be just a edit. That's all it's going to be. I'm going to drop it on Instagram and Twitter.
We'll be on the lookout for that. And, Mike, we appreciate the time. Again, good luck with your decision, sorting everything out in the next week. And thanks for catching up with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys for having me.
He's Mike Saunders Jr. Got a big decision coming up on April 15th. BYU factors in that decision, and we'll cover it here on KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.